Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy-Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's extravaganza, Tom's massage, carrot art, and aqua dump. You'll hear all that coming up in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the off-the-air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Mountains moving, chuck, 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 chuck. She's good.
built for super spooning. Chug, 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 chug. She's built for super spooning. Chug, 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 chug. Jello, 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 jello.
You got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Can I get a massage on the air and have you do it?
Wow. Who are you talking to?
You, Tom. You. Massage me on the air.
Oh, that would be something.
Happy ending.
happy beginning.
Complete massage. Yeah, I might have a start to begin with it. If he put his hands on me, I'd lose it, baby.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just love, man.
Some of the finest masseuse people who do that are men, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've had a great massage.
Well, you're a girl.
He massages men?
Oh, he does.
He's a professional.
Oh,
yeah,
he does. Oh, that's what I just said. Okay.
Did he rub your butt?
What?
Oh, he did.
Oh, that sounds like a yes.
Why wouldn't he? That's a good place to get massaged.
Yeah. You got a butt.
Finished
butt
your legs. Now it's time for the butt.
Man, that masseuse is amazing.
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen.
Miss, I need a different masseuse.
This little Doc piggy
pervert.
Went to the market.
This
little
pervert.
Piggy
Doc
came home, pervert. And now that would defeat time for the butt.
Stop right now. But ever had the elbow in the glute?
Comfortable.
Not comfortable, but very effective.
Okay, I'm sorry. I lost my place. This is the Bob and Tom Show. That's right. There's Chick. I'm Tom. There's Ace. Our engineer, of course. And then there's a Josh over there, back from his camping trip, and going camping again next week.
Yeah, but it's a nice lake house. Not nearly as rustic.
With your
brothers.
Yeah.
Men's only trip this time?
Yeah, this is a men's only trip. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, just you and your brothers?
And no nephews either this time. Just the brothers and I and my a good friend of mine who's my other brother, one of my brother's brother-in-law and his friend. And yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay, so it's all men.
Any whores? Yeah. Whores involved?
No. Get we're hookers. Too busy fishing for all that.
I've had 2 days off in 3 years.
Really?
You haven't had 2 days off in 3 years?
I've had 2 days off in 3 years.
You, Ace, you we've offered.
Ace,
I don't
you should
know
take, a, take a day. Take a month. Go ahead, buddy.
That could be fun. I'll try to figure the board out.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Become the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, a lot of silence.
That'd be wild,
no, that's Willie G. Patty G's in the next room. You guys are working on a special song I know coming up, but right now, as billboarded, is that a word? As promised, there we go. Of course, I'm talking about the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Here it comes. These aren't jokes, really. This is, as I like to call it, the op-ed page of contemporary culture with Ace Cosby.
Quilts inside my life. Last night, we had a big debate, me and a little woman.
Yeah.
She said, quilts are better than duvets.
Oh, my. Okay. Really?
I said, you can't make blanket statements like that.
You got it.
Wow. Ace, the tough part of that joke is this quilt and duvet. Very
yes,
tough words
you got
to spit
that.
Out.
Yeah.
But the word blanket you tripped over.
Yeah.
That's because he was giggling at his own joke. Yeah. He couldn't
can't
wait.
Make blanket
so funny.
Statements. So funny. He couldn't help giggling. You're asking the impossible, Tom.
I wouldn't worry about it. Honestly,
Ace,
I think Ace has it covered.
You're welcome to take some time off. I've made that very clear.
Work comes first.
Okay, whatever. Oh. You're the man.
Okay.
Now, I know that Josh, once again, as we refer to him around the Radio Ranch, part-time.
Come on. Part-timer.
Yeah, well, can we call you this time when you're on vacation?
I mean, if you want, but
what you a phone call.
No, don't do that.
Do not answer the phone.
Yeah.
Josh, can I tell you the nicest thing I ever did?
Yeah.
When you were on vacation, it was a Thursday, something funny happened, made me think of you. I typed your name into my phone, and then I deleted the message. I did not send it. I go, he's off. I'm not going to bug him.
Well, thank you.
Here we go. Okay. We could call you up, and you could reach for your phone over some whiskey-breathed brother-in-law.
What?
What are you doing in my bed?
Let him try. Let him go. Try. Let him go.
Well, you guys just sleep together.
Yes. Yeah. These fishing trips usually just turn into one big gay orgy. They tend to devolve into a...
your three brothers.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
And a brother-in-law.
Well, there's nothing like incestuous gay sex. I mean, that's really the way to go.
It's family. You know, it's family. Exactly.
Keep it in the family.
The family that prays to you.
Yep. Boy, okay. Oh, boy.
You are a monster.
Truly.
No, I said brother. Brother-in-law.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's still monster territory.
Sorry. Where were we, Christy?
Mystery of nearly 32 tons of carrots dumped onto a street on the campus of a London university has been revealed. It's a so-called art installation by a student.
Oh,
now, Josh, you'd love it.
Londoners took to social media Wednesday with photos and questions about the giant pile of carrots dumped by a truck onto a road.
Well, sorry, the ambulance couldn't get there in time to save the children because an artist dumped tons of carrots in the...
Good God.
Onto a road through the University of London campus. According to Goldsmiths Art College, University of London, the carrots are the work of Rafael Perez Evans.
I hate him.
For his master's in fine art degree. And a show called Grounding, a website for the installation, explains the site-specific intervention offers itself as a sculptural exercise in grounding, bringing back to earth some of the disassociative and opaque practices of the metropolis and the university and industrial complex.
None of that means anything!
This falls into my least favorite category. I hate when you bother people at work, and I hate wasting food. I just don't get this.
Yes, especially now. Right. I mean, now's the time to be pissing away a bunch of food when we have people that don't have the money to eat.
You get an F, sir. You get an F.
I bet Rafael Perez Evans' real name is I'm Ralph Evans.
Yeah.
I'm going to dump carrots and ruin. Yeah, this is the kind of crap that makes people hate art.
Yep.
Exactly. There's really good art out there. This isn't it.
Go to a museum.
What was the thing we had with the Guggenheim bought for a lot of money?
The banana duct tape.
Oh, you mean
the comedian?
Yes, that's what it's called.
Let's call it by the proper name.
The comedian.
I came to look at the giant pile of carrots. I understand that the ranch dressing exhibit is just around the corner, so I can...
Now, there you go. Point me in the direction of the ranch. Yes!
I mean, that sounds like art. It's a pool. I can jump in there. I love that. Ranch pool. I'm doing laps.
Now, don't they have... am I correct in saying isn't there a ranch dressing fountain?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. We had that story.
Years ago? Yeah, that would be...
Sororities everywhere.
Okay, that'd be a fun time. Now, I noticed that there's some activity. There's some activity in the Pat Godwin... sweet.
There is?
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Pat, I believe.
Darn right.
My mic just got...
Your mic needs
my mic
a little
is
bit
flaccid,
of...
a little bit of ED meds.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
man, there you go. Thank you, Dino.
Boy.
Welcome.
Way to go figuring that out, Dean.
All kinds of new stuff are going on back here.
Uh-huh. Now, do you guys need to do a sound check?
I think we can do it.
Okay. We have Dean has grabbed an electric guitar, and we're ready to move forward.
Got to set this up a little bit. This is for Joshy, of course.
Okay, Josh.
Of course.
Back from his vacation.
Yeah, I had a nice time in the mountains. Yes.
Going on vacation again next week?
Well, for one day, yeah.
Okay.
A pretty nice three-day fishing weekend, and, you know, we get out on the boats, and we don't want to, you know, we're busy fishing. We don't have time to go back if somebody has to use the restroom, and every now, there has been twice in the years that we've done this, where I have had to use the restroom.
But there isn't a restroom on the boat.
In the lake. Yeah, no, of course not.
You have to get off the boat. Typically, you would just pee off the side of the boat.
Sure,
But if there's a major transaction, this requires leaving the vessel and entering the lake.
Right.
Yeah. And this is referred...
Major transaction.
And this is referred to as a...
well, I think Pat will tell us.
Oh, okay, Pat. You ready?
That inspired this.
Okay.
Odine. Sitting in a bass boat.
wondering if his BM would sink or float. Oh no! Aqua dump!
No!
Thoughts are running through his head. If he can't make it to a John, he'll use a lake instead. Oh! An aqua dump! Crowning in the hot sun! Prairie dogging! Hope it's not the runs! Oh, aqua dump! He can't make it to the dock. His brothers will be so shocked if he has to take an aqua dump. Water is calm, and Josh is squatting boldly, dropping the deuce in the chilly lake. Swimmers are screaming. Parents hide their kids' eyes. Anglers quickly flee to the other side. Now it's running down his leg. Oh,
nice.
Aqua dump.
Thank you very much. Nice recovery there, Dean. The good news is Dean got to buy a new guitar to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That is a good-looking guitar.
Oh, this isn't new, Tom. This is from the early 2000s.
Oh, well, that's
Paul Reed Smith model.
Paul Reed's model.
Are those single coil pickups? Or?
Yeah. No, these are actually humbuckers.
Oh, humbuckers.
You remember the humbuckers?
Okay.
They got split coils in them.
Yeah.
All right.
Badass, man.
I'm trying to help you, Dean, here. See, every time Dean does a guitar song, he has to go buy a new guitar.
Sure. It's a write-off.
That's what he tells his wife.
How could he possibly have any more?
There's more out there.
Christy, as they say, them's fighting words.
Oh,
there are always more guitars.
Always more.
Okay, very, very good. That was very nice. Aqua Dump, a little tribute to the great Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Certainly one of the classics of all time. A song featured in, as sung by Tony Soprano in a famous episode.
A famous episode.
You don't agree? You're not going to back me up on this?
No, he absolutely did sing it once in
an
episode.
I think he sings a line as he's driving his Suburban.
Yeah, he's in a car.
I think that's about it.
Yeah, it's probably 3 seconds.
Yeah, maybe.
Yet it is one of the most memorable moments of the series.
Only because you keep talking about it.
Exactly.
That's what we all remember.
Sure, if you talk to the producers.
Yeah, David. If you talk to David Chase,
he's going to go.
You know what? Maybe it was that it showed that men shouldn't be afraid of going to therapy, talking about mental health, or it's that he sings Aqualung,
and men shouldn't be.
But I mean,
people always ask him. That's the question they ask. Not is Tony dead or not?
I would love to know if the writer of that episode thought of that, or if Mr. Chase thought of it.
He's listening to the radio driving along. That's all it is.
Don't you sing along with the radio?
Yes, but they had to.
You're right. Does the script just say Tony sings along with the
radio?
If
you know enough about making movies and TV, that means they had to contact Jethro Tull and get permission. And
Chick's head is on his desk.
He's done.
Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's talk about the Redskins or whatever they're called now.
How dare you?
Washington football team.
You
what are they called?
Talk about
now?
Other things other than this, though.
Okay, sorry. Aqualung, great album.
Yeah, and also everyone knows the best song Tony Soprano sings in his car is Steely Dan, Fool to Do Your Dirty Work.
Passing Agent Harris. And they're putting the bug in the basement in the lamp. That's the episode, baby.
Yeah. Very famous.
But all of those decisions had to be made. It's kind of interesting, a little behind-the-scenes stuff. I thought it was
fascinating. They had to get people together. They had to cater lunch. it's an amazing...
They had to get camera guys
what
there.
What they do. Yeah.
I heard there's someone called a key grip. Who knows?
Okay. I'm sorry. Where were we? Christy, do you have anything to counter the...
Ignorance.
Whining.
Whining ignorance.
Residents of a Romanian village have reelected their mayor.
Dracula.
No, but you're close. He recently died from the coronavirus.
Wait a minute. Punchline.
I guess it's me.
Set up, missed. It was a great joke, but it would have been much funnier if you'd let her get it out.
Next time, give us the script. All right.
Yeah, you get a script. Why can't we get a script? You get all the jokes and the script and the things and the words.
We were riffing on Dracula.
I had fun. He's running for
and
office.
Why is this interesting, Christy?
He recently died from the coronavirus. Ian Alamon was reelected by a landslide for an unprecedented third term as the mayor of the village of Devasio, despite having died from COVID-19 complications 10 days prior to the country's municipal elections. His death came too late to remove his name from the ballot.
You tripped over that. That word is your greatest enemy.
Aluminium.
Municipal.
Even when you say it right now, it sounds like you're putting two N's in it.
It's one of we've talked about this. We all have words we can never get right. You always say municipal.
Municipal.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not what like is that?
That's new. That's something new.
That sounded funny.
You're slobbering.
Prior to the country's elections, his death came too late to remove his name from the ballot. Hundreds of villagers voted for Alamon. Alamon left, Alamon right. Anyway, to honor him. Following his victory, a large group of villagers visited his grave to light candles and pay their respects. The popular incumbent would have celebrated his 57th birthday on election day.
Gotcha. So he still won, though.
Yep. I guess it's me again.
See, now you can do the Dracula thing.
Okay. Christy, we apologize for interrupting your news.
You know what?
Can I ask you a question?
I'm a pawn.
If this is the
game.
Way we're going to move forward, you telling us when to say things, yes. I'm going to
No, I was just saying, that was a delightful thing you did, except if you'd let her get and out the fact that the guy that was reelected was dead.
We all laughed.
Okay. It was funnier that it was in Romania when Josh said it was Dracula. That was funny. Mm-hmm.
I know, but it would have been especially funny had you known that the guy was dead. Sorry, Christy.
Maybe this is an all fair conversation.
Are we having a meeting?
I mean, this has
happened before. This has happened years.
Live people are voting for a dead mayor.
Right. Yeah. The governor of Missouri once won, and he was dead. Not, 25 years ago?
This has happened many times before.
This is the exact opposite of Chicago.
No,
where
we're dead
people are voting for alive, alive, well, whatever, governor, mayor. So, and it happens. Is that near Transylvania?
I have no idea.
It's in the vicinity.
Romania. Are we in the same part of the world?
Yep.
Well, Transylvania.
As the bat flies.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Transylvania station?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.